The leader of Singapore is warning that the countries of Asia must move quickly to address the Al-Qaeda threat in the region. Over the past few weeks, dozens of suspected Al-Qaeda operatives have been arrested in Singapore and neighboring Malaysia. Singapore's government says many more could be at large. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Singapore. What prompted the weekend remarks by Singapore's prime minister?
The immediate cause for Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong's remarks over the weekend was the release on Friday of a video cassette found in an Al-Qaeda house just outside Kabul in Afghanistan. And on the video was a Singaporean man talking about US targets here in Singapore. Over the last few months, the Singaporean government has found that man and found various accomplices, and they have all been arrested. The video cassette was released on national television on Friday night, and I think the Singaporean government is now trying to show its citizens, but also show the United States, that it has moved against what seems to be an Al-Qaeda cell here in Singapore.
Who are the men being detained there, and what'd they do?
Well, we don't have a huge amount of details about the men. What we do know is that they belong to an organization simply called the Islamic Group, which is an extremist Islamic group. We also know the Singaporean government has told us 8 of the men definitely received training from Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And I think these revelations have really caused a lot of surprise here in Singapore. This is really a bastion of stability politically and economically. And I think people seeing this video cassette on the news on Friday have been really shocked to find that in their small city-state population, 4 million people, this kind of thing could have been going on.
How much is this terrorist cell part of the broader threat to the countries of Southeast Asia?
Well, I think that's the big question, is how much cooperation there is between this cell and other cells that are said to be operating in other countries. There have been allegations that in Indonesia there are Al-Qaeda cells, that in Mindanao, the southern island of the Philippines, and also in Malaysia. I think the Singaporean government is extremely worried, not only about what's going on its own soil, but about how much cooperation there is between the different countries. I think all the governments in the region are worried about this. One of the details that the Singaporean government released over the weekend is that this group of people actually had in their possession 4 tons of ammonium nitrate, the fertilizer-type chemical that Timothy McVeigh used to blow up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. So clearly these people are organized, and if they're operating on a larger scale throughout the region, I think that's clearly a big concern to the countries in this part of the world.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Singapore.